Joe in North Carolina is on the line with a humidity question. What's going on at your money pit?
I recently, or maybe about a year ago, had a vapor barrier installed under there.
Okay.
And a dehumidifier. And I was under there recently, and I noticed that there's really a lot of moisture under the vapor barrier. And I know the idea is to keep it from going up in the wood and the insulation and so forth, but it just seemed like a lot of moisture. Is that to be expected?
That's because you can now see it. It's always been a lot of moisture. It's now being trapped. So the vapor barrier is doing exactly what it's intended to do. It's creating a barrier against that moisture vapor getting up into your house. So that's exactly what it should be doing. Now, if you want to take steps to reduce the amount of humidity down there, I would tell you to look at the exterior drainage conditions around your foundation, because typically where we see a lot of moisture is where the soil is very flat. It's not sloping away from the walls. If downspouts are just dumping right at the corners of foundation, as they always, almost always do, as opposed to being extended out, say 4 to 6 feet, those are the kinds of minor improvements that can have a major impact on how much moisture gets under that house. But to see the moisture under the plastic, that's where we want to keep it.
Okay. Yeah, well, my downspouts do drain away from the house. But the other part of this was my dehumidifier that's under there. I noticed that the hose that goes from the dehumidifier stays under the house, which I was surprised to see. I would have thought it would have gone outside like my air conditioner pipe and hose does.
Yeah, it's just another source of moisture. So what I would do is I would run that hose out the foundation near where one of the downspouts are and run it either into the downspouts or along the downspouts. So again, that moisture is discharging away from the foundation.
Okay. Is that okay to put a long enough hose on it for it to go out into the yard?
It only needs a small hose. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
You can extend the hose.
Okay. All right. That's it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Joe. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.